Joining me live in studio is Tim Hale with the Star Valley Arts Council. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning. How you doing, Duke?
Hey, good as ever. Thanks for coming in for the monthly update from the Arts Council this morning. Sounds like you have some big things coming up.
Yeah. We're looking forward to, we were kind of on a, I don't know, felt like a little bit of a break for a little while. Not intentionally, but just after we finished up the Heart of Christmas, we just needed to sort of get ourselves reorganized a bit, figure out how we're going to hold events with COVID and everything like that, and facilities being shut down.
Right.
So we're looking forward to getting some stuff kicked off, kind of coming up here in May, and round out the season here as we look toward the end of June.
Well, last you were in studio, you talked about the spring fleeing, which was still in the planning stages,
yeah.
But it sounds like you have a date set for this now.
We've got a date now, May 15th. So this is going to be, we do our Stars in the Valley Christmas concert. We didn't do it last year, but the previous 2 years we did that. Community has really enjoyed that. And so we said, let's do something like that this season, which again, our season goes to the end of June. So we said, well, let's do a spring show. So it's going to follow the same kind of look and feel of the Christmas show, except it's not a Christmas show. So people can, anybody in the community, whether you are a dance group, a soloist, if you play an instrument, anybody can sign up for this show, come on out, perform. It's called the Spring Fling. There's no theme at all. It's basically come and play whatever you would like. We're going to provide the facility, the audio, and probably even team up with SVI to do a broadcast. So it's going to be really fun.
Now, here's what I want to see someone do with this.
Yeah.
I want to see a local stand-up comedian come out of the woodworks and put on a little bit here for the Spring Fling.
I love it. I if you are within the sound of our voices, please contact Tim Hale, StarValleyArts@gmail.com. We would love that.
Again, so that's coming up May 15th. And if I remember correctly, people can start signing up right now, right?
Yeah,
be done anytime.
Contact us at the Arts Council. Again, StarValleyArts@gmail.com. Or you can call me personally, 307-201-9514, Tim Hale, with the Star Valley Arts Council.
Coming up May 15th, and that's going to be held where? Because you mentioned facilities are difficult right now.
We have a tentative, I'm stressing this in case the school district is listening, a tentative okay to use the high school auditorium. That is penciled in, it can be erased. If that doesn't work out, our backup is going to be the Ford Theater, which is a venue we love. So one of those two locations.
Tim Hale, Star Valley Arts Council, live in studio today. Tim, let's talk about June. Kersley Nursery in Thane has done some various shows and events, but it looks like you're teaming up with them to put on a big art show, Farmer's Market, in June.
Yeah, it's going to be super fun. It's just kind of that time of year when people are kind of getting their gardens ready and starting to get outside. And so they reached out to us and said, hey, would you be interested in kind of partnering with us and doing something outdoors, kind of an outdoor farmers market art show event? We said we'd love it. It gets us an opportunity to get into a different part of the valley, which is really important to us as the Arts Council. We want to make sure we're kind of hitting on each community across the valley. So, yeah, we're going to be teaming up with them. We're looking at kind of early June for that. We'll be reaching out to all of the artists across the valley to come and display your work, or set up a little canopy, get your artwork under there that you can sell, and come and enjoy a farmer's market too. So that'll be really fun.
Now, if I remember last summer, you did a big outdoor art display event. It was at the fairgrounds, if I'm not mistaken. Is this kind of replacing that, or is that maybe still happening at a different time?
That was two summers ago. It was really successful. We're not sure if it worked quite well. This is nice because, and it could potentially be a replacement because it is central. We do like the idea, again, of getting to a different part of the valley rather than saying, oh, hey, we have everything down in Afton. We don't like to do that. We want to make sure we're reaching across the whole valley.
That's coming up again in June at Kersley Nursery in Thane. And if this isn't a cliffhanger, I don't know what is. But you have here a possible, very exciting show in April. Stay tuned.
Yeah, so it's like 2 months away. I'm literally leaving the studio here, and we're going to start hashing out potential details of something that'll be very, very cool. So stay tuned for that. We're not sure if it's going to work, but by gosh, we are going to the ends of the earth to see if it's possible. So stay tuned there. And then, so hopefully that'll really make up for this gap in the season that we've had kind of from January through kind of March, April-ish. Hopefully we can redeem ourselves a little bit and pull a season together and then hit next season really hard, because we're super excited about that.
Speaking of next season, already in the planning stages for that and some of the popular events coming back.
Yeah,
this summer, fall.
Yeah, it's going to be great. So Montana Shakespeare in the Park, they have already reached out to us and said, hey, we're ready to get out there to do our live show. So that's going to be in Thane in kind of mid to late July. We'll be working with the Thane Community Center for that. We're bringing back the Star Valley Pumpkin Walk. That was super popular. We're going to be bringing a Spook Alley there and some other elements to kind of bolster that. Stars in the Valley Christmas Concert as usual. That's really the tip of the iceberg. Those are kind of our staple events, and so we're going to be adding things into that. So we're like this bottled up, this ball of energy that's ready to like burst as we head into the next season, sort of post COVID, hopefully.
Right. Yeah. And speaking of stay tuned, we're partnering up with the Arts Council, SBI is on some vocalist events this year.
Yeah.
And we're pretty stoked about some announcements we'll have in the next week or two.
Yeah, absolutely.
Regarding that. So
yeah, we love working with you guys on that. So we're excited to get the word out there. So yeah, stay tuned, everybody. We're looking forward to it.
Tim Hale, Star Valley Arts Council. Anything else we missed, Tim?
I think that's it.
All right. Thanks as always. Looking forward to the next event, potentially in April. But after that, May 15th, is Stars in the Valley Spring Fling. It's all part of the weekday wake-up on the SVI Radio Network.